Welcome back, folks. Today we are cracking open Chapter 13 of Dungeons & Drams titled The Return. And let me tell you, I need a dram myself after reading this one.
Seriously, I mean, we expected a boss fight. We knew there was a dragon involved, but this chapter, it went from 0 to 100 and then immediately to Eldritch Horror in the span of about 5 minutes.
Exactly. The title, The Return, does so much heavy lifting here. It's a triple entendre. You've got the return of an old friend, the return of a terrifying monster, and frankly, the possible return of the party's turnpike nightmares.
Let's start at the top. Literally. Gabbage is separated from the group, poking around crevices, when who shows up but the boy band heartthrob himself, Raynar Neverember.
The timing is impeccable. He claims he tracked them down after talking to Bonnie the barmaid. Says he's been reading Daddy's journals and realized there's a deadly guardian down there.
Do we trust him? I mean, Gabbage had reservations, and rightly so. He just happens to appear in a hidden vault right as the chaos starts. But before she can really grill him, roar, the floor shakes. Time to go.
Downstairs, Doug, Delnus, and Tuki are having a much worse day. They are staring down Dexamethasone, or should I say Crimson Fury?
Or Ferrari Red Rage, or Scarlet Death. I love that this dragon has more nicknames than a professional wrestler. It really sells the ego of a chromatic dragon.
And Doug Woolwine, bless his heart, tries to lawyer his way out of it. He starts a dialogue about magic origins and contracts. He finds out the dragon has a binding agreement with Dogalt Neverember.
But while Doug is doing the talking, Delnus is doing the walking, spiritually speaking. He touches the Stone of Glore and gets played like a fiddle.
Totally played. The stone makes him feel this trapped priestess fear. It feeds him the imagery of being stuck with a dragon, and it gives him the solution, the deep speech word for dispel.
This is a classic D&D trap. Just because an item gives you a solution doesn't mean it's the solution you want. But before Delnus pulls the trigger, we get some incredible action economy.
This is my favorite part of the chapter. Tuki is looking for structural weaknesses in the ceiling, classic rogue thinking, when he gets snatched into the shadows.
By Gabbage and Raynar. They're putting a plan together. Raynar reveals he might be the key since the dragon is waiting for a Neverember. But then the MVP play happens.
The immovable rod. The dragon lunges at Doug, stops on a dime like he hit an invisible wall, and look back. Delnus hooked the dragon's tail into a column groove and clicked the rod.
That is such a tactical use of a magical item. You don't try to hold the dragon, you pin the dragon to the architecture. That bought them the window.
Total chaos ensues. Gabbage throws a tangler grenade, Tuki uses a smoke powder satchel, Raynar sprints in, rapier slashing. It looks like they might actually win this thing.
And Doug even tries a Hail Mary by magically transforming into a dragon to confuse the beast. It hesitates. It's working. They had it in the bag. And then Delnus finishes the incantation.
Oh, Delnus, the tragedy of good intentions. He thinks he's freeing the priestess from the stone. He reaches into the stone and pulls out this ornate trident.
And as the stone shatters, the memory shifts. This was the narrative deep dive that gave me chills. He realizes too late that the memory was reversed. The priestess wasn't trapped by the monster. She trapped the monster with the trident. And by pulling the trident out, he broke the seal. The description here is visceral. Slime-covered tentacles the size of tree trunks. This isn't a ghost. It's an ancient abomination.
Glore itself has entered the chat. The Stone of Glore wasn't just a rock, it was a prison, and now it's gone.
The scale of the threat just shifted massively. Dexamethasone, Ferrari Red Rage, goes from being the boss to being the victim in seconds. Glore wraps it up and blasts everyone with psychic energy.
The chapter ends with Doug staring into its three dark eyes and watching the dragon get crushed before he blacks out. Just fade to black.
It effectively explores the theme of forbidden knowledge. The stone offered answers and power, but the cost was releasing something the world had forgotten for a reason.
So now we have a destroyed vault, an unleashed Aboleth, a probably dead dragon, and a party knocked unconscious with Raynar Neverember. I have no idea how they get out of this one.
We'll have to wait for Chapter 14. But for now, never trust a whispering rock, kids.
Words to live by. Catch you next time.